Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to look at the teaching of Jesus from Matthew chapter 10. Church gives us readings from this section of Matthew's gospel this week, and Jesus is instructing the apostles, preparing them for the mission that he's sending them on to, or the mission of the whole church, to take the gospel of the kingdom, the authority of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus to the whole world, to the Jewish community, and then to all the nations. So the reason, one of the fundamental reasons the church exists is to extend Jesus' message in the world. And Jesus reminds the apostles that he's with them, that the power of God's Spirit is with them and in them, but he also wants them to be prepared, for the opposition that they're going to face. And it reminds us, as I mentioned yesterday, that we live in a fallen world, and the apostles knew it well. And Jesus said just dramatic things. For example, he said, as you go out, you're going to experience opposition. He said, you will be hated by all for my name's sake. How about that as something to look forward to in your vocation or your career, right? To say, okay, what you're doing with your life, what you'll be doing for the rest of your life, is you'll be communicating the message that I've given you, and here's what's going to happen to you when you do it. You're going to be despised, you're going to be rejected, and you're going to be hated by all for my name's sake. How many people want to raise their hand and say, oh, great, I'll sign up for that. That's exactly what I want. But it's a reality. Jesus is so clear. And one of the things he says at the end of this section I read yesterday, he said, look, essentially the servant is not greater than the master. Jesus came. The kingdom was present perfectly in Jesus, the rule and reign of God. Jesus came to plant the flag of the kingdom in a fallen world, a world that's under the dominion of satanic power, that's living in resistance to God. And there's a battle in the world between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom present in the church, which is the light and salt and the visible unfolding of the kingdom in history as it extends itself and it goes forward in real power. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It goes forward under the rule of the king, under Jesus' oversight and his direction. And he knows that there's a hostile power in the earth. Satan is that hostile power in the kingdom of darkness. And just as he tried to tempt Jesus and didn't do it, couldn't do it successfully, he comes after us, a fallen race of people who are now empowered by God, but we also fight with the flesh within us. You know, the heart sickness that's present, that Jesus has come to give us a new heart. And at one point, you know, Jesus said in the gospel, look into your heart, what's in there? Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, rage, all these kinds of things are present in the human heart, the fallen human heart. But for the Christian, for the church, we've been given a new power. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He's given me the capacity to live now by a new source within me, the source of the Holy Spirit, the very power that raised Jesus from the dead, that gives me a new heart, a new place from which I can decide to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. I don't have any more enemies, per se, in the world. The only enemy I have is Satan and demons, human beings that even come against me. And the apostles understood this. As Jesus said from the cross, he's being crucified. He's looking on people who crucified him and mocked him and abandoned him. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're in a condition of slavery. Their senseless minds are darkened. They're resisting the kingdom of God. They live in fear. And, you know, Peter, the example of St. Peter, I've talked about many times in the program. Peter swore that night on Holy Thursday, Lord, I will not turn. These other guys will. These other guys will deny you. I will never deny you. He doubled down twice on it. And he was convinced of it. Why? Because he really loved Jesus. And in that moment, that night, Peter encountered his fear of the darkness, his fear of death, his fear of men, and his instinctive response to protect himself from being harmed. And that's what's in us. That's present in us. And some of that is natural. Some of that is good and right. But there's a deeper power within us that keeps us in the fight, in the defense of, of the gospel and the living in the truth and not compromising. We ended yesterday's program talking about the fear of the Lord versus the fear of men. The fear of the Lord is a spiritual gift that grounds us, gives us wisdom, Scripture says, a wisdom on how to live well before God, how to live rightly. It is a great source of strength. In some ways, the fear of the Lord is the foundation of courage. And courage and fortitude is the willingness to sustain a wound in defense of what's true and what's good, to fulfill God's call no matter what the cost. And the temptation is when it looks like harm is coming my way, and in the present situation, as the culture becomes more openly hostile to Christianity, the open hostility, friends, what's underneath it is a resistance to God's total claim over every human being. And it's a resistance to the rule and the reign of God. People want to be Lord. They want to be their own God. They want to be radically autonomous. They don't want anybody to tell them what to do. They don't care if there is a God or if there's not a God. They're going to do it their way. And they're going to define truth. They're going to define goodness on their own terms. They're going to define love on their own terms. They're going to define the meaning of human life on their own terms. At the bottom of that is fallen human nature declaring its autonomy. It's a false freedom, because the only way we can find freedom is to live in love and to live radically in love toward the truth, living in a way that's in accord with who you are. But underneath all that, friends, is this battle against the reign and the authority and the dominion of the king. The kings of the earth are setting themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. Same thing was happening back here, and Jesus was preparing them for the moments they were going to have pushback and hostility. And Jesus said it'll be normal. But understand this, Jesus' consolation is always, yes, you'll experience opposition. You'll experience rejection. You'll experience physical harm even, possibly death. And Jesus says, don't be afraid. I'm with you always. Trust in that. Live in that truth. That's what will set you free. Because if you don't go there and you don't live from that truth and you don't know it in your heart, that is the radical, absolute, daily, 24/7 love of Christ, his presence in you, a new creation. He's with you always. You're now a temple of the living God. And remember what was in the temple in Israel? It was the presence of the Holy God. You are a living tabernacle. You're the presence of God in the world. If you're living with the Lord, as Jesus said, abiding in him, if we're living with him each day, talking to him, surrendering to him, believing his promises, following his leadership, obeying him as he leads us forward, everything we need, he will give to us. But he wants us to trust that. And one of the big obstacles we have, friends, is when the heat gets turned up, we panic and we give in to fear. And so Jesus addresses it now. And this was the reading on Sunday in verse 26 of chapter 10. He says, so given the possibility, the reality that this you're going to experience resistance in the world, have no fear of them. The people who are bringing that resistance and hostility towards you, have no fear of them. For nothing is covered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. Jesus will make clear, especially at the end of time, all the motivations, the right motivations, and what's in your heart, my heart, will be revealed. And Jesus will also help us see, and he'll manifest the Holy Spirit, the sources of the resistance against us. He'll unmask them. What I tell you in the dark, utter in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim upon the housetops. There's a temptation to not proclaim the gospel from the housetops because of the fear of resistance that may come as a consequence of it. But Jesus presses in. He says, and do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Human beings can kill other human beings. Powerful leaders, armies, whatever can threaten, terrorist organizations, radicalized, angry people can threaten us with their lives, can say, you either go our way or get out of our way, or we're gonna take your life, or we're gonna harm you, or we're gonna destroy your property, or we're gonna marginalize you, we're gonna reject you. You either kneel down and conform to our Ten Commandments, our demands about what the world must look like. You either conform to it, or you're gonna be rejected. You're gonna be marginalized. You're gonna be a nobody. You're gonna lose your influence. We're gonna speak badly about you. We're gonna mock you. Things of that nature. It's very much in the air today, and it's going to continue. And it's probably going to intensify. And the worst thing people can do to you is kill you physically. What does Jesus say? Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Why? Because if you die in the Lord, Jesus is saying, remember, this hatred comes from where? From the enemy himself. And it's because of our identification with the name and the pattern of life and the rule and the reign of Jesus. Jesus said, this is normal for a disciple in this fallen world. It will be that way until I come again in glory to finally deal with Satan and all the enemies of God. Jesus would like to convert everybody in the world. He'd love to see everybody in the world come to him before he returns. It's probably not going to happen that way. You know, many people are going to resist and fall into temptation, and they're going to love the world more than they love God, and they're going to end up being the Lord's enemy when he comes again, and that will be terrible. That will be a horrific thing because their destiny will be horrible. But Jesus is very clear about how we're to respond. Now, be wise as a serpent. I told you these things would come. Be wise as a serpent and understand that what they may take away from you, your livelihood, your home, your reputation, all that, it's painful, but it's brief. It's going to go away. And if it happens because of your identification with Jesus, the heavens rejoice. And Jesus said, if it does happen, he said on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, leap for joy if you get rejected on my account. Because this time here on earth, friend, it's temporary. This whole kingdom and of this world and its absolute insistence on its own rule and its own truth, it's all going to go away. It's all going to be burnt up at some point. And if you live in me and you die in me, you will reign with me, Jesus said. And the worst someone can do who threatens to harm you and even to kill you is to send you right home to God. The two best ways to die, I think, first is to be a martyr, to have the blessing and the grace of being a martyr. And if we're ever in a hard situation, that's actually emerging, God's grace will be there to be able to endure that. We have to have his help and he'll help us. And fear of the Lord will be one of the things that causes us not to run, not to be foolish. Because the fear of men is ultimately living under the fear of death as well. Like we look at this world in a way that God doesn't look at this world. We look at this world, if we're living in the fear of men, like it's ultimate. Like this is the place, like I don't want to be rejected. I want the important, beautiful, powerful people to like me, to affirm me, to love me or whatever. I want to have power in this world. I can't be happy without it. That's the fallen mind, the fallen nature, and it's a form of slavery. It's a lie. God holds our lot, not the world. So if we're wise as a servant, we understand that. And we live then by God's grace in freedom to fulfill our destiny and to give glory to God. And that will lead to the great reward of being honored by the Lord himself and living with him forever. Brothers and sisters, that is such a gift and such a grace. We have nothing to be afraid of. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.